Man, see, life on Earth, see, it has a way, a very interesting way of showing things as though this is it, as though we only live once. As a matter of fact, that's like a slogan now, YOLO, you only live once. Wow, it's come down to this, but think about it. Life has a way of showing as though this is it, as though this is all there is to life. I mean, you think about it, you wake up every morning just to pursue whatever passions and desires you have in your heart. Whatever thing that is that makes you happy, whatever that is that makes you feel complete, you wake up to pursue that. It might be obligations, it might be just responsibilities based on the decisions you made. So you can't blame nobody for your life or where you're at in your life at this point. Life has been full of decisions, yes and no. Right? But again, so then that makes you think, then what is it really all about? I mean, you have a life to live. I mean, I'm not trying to take the fun out of everything. I mean, think about it. Everything God created is beautiful. Everything is good. But see, anything can only be good if it's done in the right context, if it's done in the right way. For instance, it's okay to have sex if you're married, but if you're not, then that makes the same act sin. Nothing changes but the covenant. See, that's what makes us sinners every day. Because we're living lives based on what we want, based on what we desire in our hearts, not even seeking God of what He wants. See, we are all in need of a Savior. We're all sinners. That's the thing. But a lot of people don't want to be called sinners. But yet, if you don't think you're sick, then how can you go to the doctor? See, your heart is full of evil. If you really think about it, when was the last time you did something that was genuinely for someone without a motive behind it at all? And I'm not talking about that feel-good feeling just to give a homeless person about $5 or $10. I mean, that's you being generous. Wow. I mean, really? When? Everything we do is self-centered. That's why we need Jesus. See, He wants to cleanse your heart. He wants to bring the light into the darkness. He wants you to live in holiness. That's all He desires. See, He knows what you want. See, He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." I mean, think about it. He made the world. He made your heart. He made the mind that you have. He knows you need food. He knows you need to be happy. He knows all your desires. But what if God gave you everything you want? And indeed, you have everything you need. You just don't know yet. But humanly speaking, what if He could give you anything you would desire in your flesh right now, this moment, or anytime you desire? Like, God, I'd like a house. Boom, next week you get a mansion. Like, God, for the fellows, I'd like to get married to a sister who knows the Lord. Or for the sisters, a brother who knows the Lord. And boom, they're the usher. Matter of fact, they even introduced themselves to you. God can even give him a dream about you. God can really make it easy for you. You like that, wouldn't you? I bet you would. But see, the minute God says no to any of your requests at any point, you're gonna forget His goodness. So you think you love God when He does whatever you want, whenever you want, but He already knows your heart is wicked. That's why He's doing it His way. See, when was the last time you appreciated the fact that you're just breathing? I mean, seriously. Simple things like that. The fact that you can see, there are a lot of people who would give anything for what you have right now. See, show gratitude in the little things. But but are they really little things? Or has God hidden the biggest things in little packages? I mean the essential things. I mean the vital things. You look at the mustard seed. How big is the seed? I mean, it's one of the littlest seeds there is, but yet it grows up to be one of the biggest trees there is. And birds can come and nest on it, and many can enjoy the fruit of it. I mean, really, but this all came from a seed so small. So you look at yourself, and look at the creation around you. You seem so little. You've been in a plane lately. Everything seems so small, but yet so essential. Life just can't be taken for guarantee. Tomorrow is never promised. See, God has given us choices in life. I'm not saying life is easy. Life is tough in itself. Even Jesus says it. You always have trouble, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. You'll always have the poor among you. Then when are you going to have a chance to give if everyone is rich? When are you going to have a chance to work on your heart if you live in a perfect world? See, God has given you an opportunity to work on yourself, to practice righteousness, to be renewed again. So come back to God. See, He's made a way. Jesus Christ is the way to the Father, whom you call God, the creator of everything. Because see, He is eternal life in bodily form. So every single time you mention eternal life, you're saying Jesus Christ. Think about it. Just like you look at the sun in the sky and you're like, whoa, I behold its glory. See, when we say eternal life, it's not just an idea or a whim of thought or just something we love to say. No. Really, we want to spend eternity with God, in righteousness with God, because that's where life is. Because everything else under the sun is vanity. Everything amounts to nothing without God in it. That's just a fact. You could try pursuing whatever you want. I promise you, it will all amount to nothing. I don't care how exciting it might be in the moment. At the end of it all, you'll sit there and lay down at some point in your life when you're too old to have fun, when you're too lazy to do anything, when your bones are weak, when your eyesight is not the same anymore, when your hearing is not the same anymore. This is all just a fact. Then are you just gonna wait then to really think of life, of the really important parts of life or issues of life then? But why do you have to wait for it to get to that? That's if you even make it that far. Because see, Solomon lived it all. God showed us his life for a reason, to show us that anyone can pursue whatever and get it. But without God in it, it's all chasing after the wind. Holiness. Holiness. That's all the Spirit of God cries out, is holiness. That's all the renewal is all about. The renewal of the mind, the renewal of the heart, that we might live just like children of God. To be renewed in our hearts, to be renewed in our minds, to be renewed in our thinking, so that our ways become God's ways, so that our thoughts are God's thoughts. Because until then, can we truly become vessels for God? Until then, can we truly become oracles for God? For God to use us for His work. See, we are made holy by the truth. We are made righteous by the gospel of Jesus Christ that He raised for us. Amen. That God raised Him from the dead. That is the gospel. But see, it's all about righteousness. The way to righteousness is not through the law. The law showed us what sin was. We need Christ for righteousness. Amen. Why do you think Scripture tells us that Jesus is the physical image of the invisible God? He's the true image of God. In Genesis 1, when God is like, come on, let us create man. let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. See, then Adam fell. He lost that image of God. He went his own way. He chose the way of darkness. That's why Jesus comes back to redeem us back to that love, to that first place, to that image of God, which is being renewed every day when we practice righteousness, when we walk in love, when we walk in peace, when we remain in Christ. He is the true vine. When we remain in Him, we are going to bear fruit. It's impossible for His word to come back void, for heaven and earth shall pass away, but not even a letter shall pass away from His word. Amen. Come back to the Lord. Be blessed.